25 for the general and 50 for the extra.
Transmitting on the wrong frequency. This is W4NGU.
PU, KO4HKX.
How have you been?
Oh, pretty good. I just left Bojangles. I ate with a guy on Tuesday mornings, and so I got me a chicken biscuit today. I usually get a gravy biscuit.
Good to start the day off with a belly full, isn't it?
Yeah, last night we had something else to eat for supper, but then I cooked a big salmon. And, man, I was looking forward to taking it to lunch today, and some guy called me and left his toolbox at my house last night. And, man, I forgot my lunch today, so that good salmon sitting in the refrigerator.
I look forward to it when you get home, right?
I guess so. I like salmon, man. I put Olive Garden Italian dressing on it and sear it up real good for about 5-6 minutes, and, man, it's fit to eat.
Salmon, but I have had a couple, and it's usually dried salmon smoked, and it was pretty good.
I lived on a desert island. I could eat it all the time. Have you ever watched the movie Arctic?
I can't remember if I have or not. Not ringing a bell.
I watched it the other night, and I like struggle movies. You know, guy crashed in a plane in Antarctica or somewhere, and he was the only one that lived. And it was the tale of his struggle of ice fishing and trying to do with, you know, had no heat, had to eat the fish raw. And he had this little transmitter he could go out and crank every day. It would broadcast a signal. Well, he did this for months. And finally, it brought a helicopter. And the helicopter came way across the tundra, you know, and came and saw him and got right in front of him, was about to land, and a big gust of wind came along and flipped the helicopter and killed everybody on the helicopter but one lady. And she never recovered enough to talk through the rest of the movie. And he'd drag her around on a... anyway, it was just one big struggle. And finally, at the end of the movie, he never gets rescued, and both of them die. And I thought, man, that was the biggest waste of time I ever saw. But that's what made me think of eating fish.
Disappointing end, isn't it?
I had a good hour and a half or 2 hours of struggle, and then the guy finally freezes to death.
On a different note, how'd you do on field day?
I enjoyed that. You know, I think that was the first one. Man, it'll be great next year. A little more coordination on power levels and that kind of stuff. But a lot of different kinds of gear and different antennas. I thought that was really cool. Of course, I always enjoy field day, but it was a little different atmosphere, not... being a die-hard contester.
Time and didn't get to transmit a whole lot, but I still had a good time just getting out and meeting everybody and seeing everybody else's different setups and different things like that. So it was always a good experience.
His name was it Scott down there with the KX3?
Scott with the little helicopter down there?
Yeah, that was a nice setup. Of course, that's high-dollar equipment, but that's a good portable rig. It's got a tuner in it. I don't understand when ICOM came out with that 705 to try to butt heads with it. There's no tuner in that doggone thing.
And some of the radio companies and the reason they do what they do, I just don't. But... I guess that's why there's different ones out there, and everybody's got a different taste.
If it had a tuner, man, that'd be the rig, because it's got the waterfall built. It's got the same front on it as 7300.
I'm only familiar with both of those radios through YouTube or other people talking about them. I've never actually sat down in front of either one of them.
The IC7300 has revolutionized ham radio for what you get. I think you can get them under $1,000 now, and it's just got incredible capability. And they have sold the hound out of those things. It's just a real good value. 991 is a good value, too, that Yaesu. But you can't hook up a separate receive antenna. You can, on the 7300, it doesn't really have two receive jacks, but there's a little mod, a no-solder mod, that you can just plug in on the back of it and make it, if you want to hook in two antennas to receive for diversity, you know, catching every signal you can, that's kind of cool. But they're both good radios for the money. It's hard for me to justify spending some of these other radios at $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. They're better, yeah, but how much better?
It's hard to justify spending that kind of money when these will do the job. Maybe not quite as well, but they'll get the job done.
You know, when conditions are right, a Volkswagen will get you there, but when they're not right, a Rolls Royce won't do the job.
Well, Phil, I'm going to have to jump off. I just wanted to say hello this morning. I didn't get to talk to you much at field day, and wanted to say hello and see how you're doing. But I'm at my next stop, so you have a good day out there, and good to talk to you this morning. We'll have to catch up again. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Enjoyed it, Patrick. Talk to you down the log. Nobody 4, never give up.